an independent non-profit-making organization, Youth for Advocates and Democracy, or YAD, promised early this week to stage peaceful protests in Masvingo City to show their anger over the president's lavish birthday party. According to the principal organizer of the marches, Munyaradzi Rishwaya, YAD abandoned the protest after he received death threats from unknown people. Rushwaya said the presence of armed police and plainclothes intelligence operatives in the city also forced them to chicken out in fear of being brutalized by the Zimbabwe Republic Police. Rushwaya claimed that he is now in hiding and had to communicate with this reporter through WhatsApp. He said his life is now in danger after he had threatened to unleash youth in the city in an effort to block the birthday bash to be attended by more than 50,000 invited guests. One of the YAD members, Tapfumba Gumbi, confirmed that his leader received threatening text messages on his mobile phone from suspected state security agents.
Our leader is nowhere to be found. His phone is no longer reachable. But from the talk that we had, from the discussion that we had with him early in the morning today, he was indicating that he had received some threats from state security agents who were threatening him, maybe to kill him or maybe to abduct him. At the moment, we don't know where he is. So I think we have a little bit shelved the demonstration. And then the other thing that's intimidating us at the moment, as you can see, Masvingo, there are a lot of police presence within Masvingo province. I think we had reached the authorities that we are planning this demonstration.
Police were not available for comment. Some Zimbabweans say it is morally wrong for the president to hold a lavish birthday party in Masvingo, which is crippled by the current drought, while people cannot afford a decent meal a day. So-called well-wishers are paying for the birthday, though indications are that local people were forced to part with at least $7, a part of their contribution towards the event. A Masvingo resident who declined to be named said the heavy police presence in the city today made it impossible for anyone to hold a protest.
It was almost impossible for anyone to hold a march under the circumstances, given the heavy presence of the security details. The situation is, the security is watertight, and it was foolish for anyone to get in the streets, because they were going to be beaten thoroughly and if not killed.
Despite heavy police presence, the city of Masvingo today was a hive of activity, as ZANU-PF supporters from Zimbabwe's 10 provinces thronged the small city streets in preparation for President Mugabe's birthday party. ZANU-PF top-of-the-range vehicles and school buses from various learning institutions, including colleges and universities, are all over the city. Hotels reportedly recording brisk business ahead of the big gig tomorrow. Masvingo Provincial Administrator Felix Shikobo told journalists that at least 50,000 guests are expected to attend the bash. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.